It is a characteristic of such mostly male violence, violence regnant, as it might be termed, since it represents and is borne by the apparatus of state, that it always presents itself as defending the rights of the innocent. These men are killers, but their murderousness is invisible. To the world, illegal abortions belong to the back streets, and to themselves. Not even in their wildest dreams, I would imagine, does it cross their minds that their decisions might be fueled by the desire to inflict pain. Neither the nature nor the consequences of their actions is a reality they need trouble themselves about. With their hands lightly clasped or hanging loose by their sides, what they convey is vacuous ease. Above all, they brook no argument. Their identikit posture allows no sliver of dissent, not amongst themselves, not inside their own heads. Such violence in our time thrives on a form of mental blindness. Like a hothouse plant, it flourishes under the heady steam of its own unstoppable conviction. This moment stands as one of the clearest illustrations of the rift between act and understanding, between impulse and self-knowledge, which for me lies at the core of so much violence. We can name this male violence against women, as the UN commissioner did without reserve. But men are not the only human subjects capable of embodying it. Women throughout history have wrapped themselves in the mantle of state power. And men are also the victims of violence. The most prolific serial rapist in UK history, sentenced to life in January 2020, had preyed consistently upon vulnerable young, heterosexual men. But in response to the increasing visibility of gender-based violence, I want to focus on one deadly mix in particular. The link between the ability to inflict untold damage and a willed distortion, whether conscious or unconscious, in the field of vision. Violence is a form of entitlement. Unlike privilege, which can be checked with a mere gesture, as in, check your privilege, and then left at the door, entitlement goes deeper and at the same time is more slippery to grasp. As if hovering in the ether, it relies for its persistence on a refusal to acknowledge that it is even there.